really with the PGA coming here, it's really transformed the northern part of Frisco. It's likely going to develop because of the halo effect of that 15 years faster than it otherwise would have. And there's just a gravitational pull of that project, and this neighborhood is a big part of that. People want to live near it to have access to golf and the beautiful views, but also what's happening with Fields West and just this walkable lifestyle. Brookside, which opened up just a little over a year ago, essentially is the fastest selling neighborhood in Frisco's history. And then this neighborhood is going to be the premier destination, I believe, in all of Texas.
And we've talked about that before, how Frisco is not a suburb of Dallas. Like, you don't want to, people have to drive to Dallas and back every day. This is going to happen, and this is another one we're going to have. You're going to have the restaurants. The market is saying, we want everything to be in one place.
Yeah, it's kind of DFFW now, where Frisco is kind of its own area. And that's exactly it. You know, we love when we hear our residents say that they love their Frisco bubble and everything is here for them. But now this is like a city within a city, where it's kind of, you know, taking all those components. And if you live within Fields, you know, you're going to have access to walkable restaurants, parks, dozens of miles of trails. You know, you may never need to leave this one square mile. So it's a really cool opportunity.
Is it tough to like plan ahead for the infrastructure and like get everything, because everything keeps growing?
I mean, that's been a big part of planning around this, just knowing how fast it was going to grow. In fact, if you look at our capital projects right now, essentially all the roads in this part of the city are being built out right now. And so we've got hundreds of millions of dollars of infrastructure going in planning for this growth.